another first mission to a brand new planet anywhere in the solar system. So it really is a unique 21st century event.
The full encounter starts tomorrow, but it will reach its climax in a week when the spacecraft swoops past Pluto's surface. Scientists hope it will send home lots of cool pictures of this unexplored icy world. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, lending support to generations of farm families. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit Illinois offers financial products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good morning. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. In on this Monday morning, it is the very last day of open outcry trade in Chicago. The opening bell went off just as usual, and we'll have the numbers from there right now. But as you probably know, most of the trade in Chicago happens on the electronics side, and futures are trading lower there. Down 5.75 cents in the lead option corn at this time at $4.14, December at 4.31 1/4, down 6. July soybeans are 11.5 cents lower at $10.33 3/4, and November beans at 10.16 1/2 are down 13 3/4. Bean meal futures down 90 cents. Bean oil 66 cents lower. The soft red winter wheat is at 6 cents lower, $5.79 3/4, the last tick. The hard red at 5.74 1/2 cents lower. Live cattle futures are down 47.5 cents at $150.77 1/2. The feeders at 217.27 1/2 or 17 1/2 lower. And lean hogs on the morning at $79.07 1/2 are up 30 cents. On the phone line to take a look at these numbers and talk about the trade and what might happen for the rest of the day. And in the global marketplace is Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning to you, Kurt.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, Greece is on the top of everybody's minds to begin with. They said no, but the market took it pretty much in stride. What'd you hear over the weekend and what happened after the fact?
Well, that was a concern. The indexes, more than anything, and the financials took most blow there in electronic trade when it opened up last evening at 5 o'clock. And so far, the market's hanging in there. I don't know if it's really a shocker per se. We've been talking about Greece for quite some time. You know, the concern is the domino effect, and two, are we rewriting the standards of you know, the financial institutions on loaning money and trying to collect money. So we'll see how that develops as time goes on. But the fear is that, you know, investor confidence could slip in through here, and that could eliminate an investor's ability or interest to be investing where they might be running to flight equalities, per se. But not only Greece, but to China. China's stock market's, you know, taken a hit here over time. It's also rolled into the crude energy markets, per se. And so overall investment money's come to a slowdown as far as on the buy side.
What's happening in the commodity markets in general on this last trading day? Anything of note that we need to make comments on about the open outcry, or shall we just move on to the losses in the bean pit?
Well, the open outcry, I mean, it's a historic event coming to an end. You know, you go back to the Civil War era, you know, there's been an open outcry for a long, long, long time, and the art or the ability to do business by eye contact or a handshake has gone to the wayside. It's, you know, electronic now. From a trader's or a producer's point of view, you got to remember you're trading against some computers, and so if you're going to be a trader, for say, you got to be quick, and you can't be as quick as a electronic trade. So you got to have a plan and stick to it. Fundamentally, I think this gives the edge to the producer, because the producer has the fundamental knowledge. He's got to treat it from a long-term perspective. And when you get a situation like we're seeing here this spring, where we're doing some irreversible damage in some areas, the producer is the one that's got the upper hand here if you treat it as a hedge and not a speculative trading Todd.
On that note, why is it that producers, or why is it the soybean prices are lower today?
Well, several things. One is just the overall liquidation process here, a little bit of profit taking. I think mainly it's China. We're not seeing new crop bean sales materialize. We're in the time window in here where in the past history we've seen sales be announced in an orderly fashion. China's been known to be a shipper of our beans as soon as they get to the export channels in the fall. And they are aggressive shippers until January, February when they start to ship the focus to the southern hemisphere. So the fear is they don't pick up their purchasing power here real quick and get some beans on the book that we could miss out on some opportunities here this fall. Also, too, the Chinese stock market's lower. Ideas that meal consumption's slowing here. We're looking at meal prices in Asia, 8-year lows. Then lastly, there's ideas maybe beans could improve here on the near-term weather forecast as far as the conditions look.
Yeah, crop progress is due out this afternoon. Expectations from the trade, have you seen those yet?
Yeah, they're looking anywhere from unchanged to, you know, the standard 1-2% drop. We've been watching the state-by-state breakdowns more than anything. And the eastern belt's the one that's been really getting clobbered, where the western belt, you know, improves slightly. I wouldn't be surprised to see 1-2% deterioration out of that good to excellent category. They're trying to push bean planting progress on up to this 94-96% complete. Boy, I don't know if we're that far along at all. I believe we'll make a jump here this week, but last week I saw very minimal activity.
The World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates for the month of July are out very soon. Will USDA make adjustments based off the grain stocks numbers?
Yes, they'll come in and use the grain stocks. They use it as a benchmark to measure how strong or weak demand is. Stocks were a little less than expected, so I think you can see just maybe a little tighter old crop supply, not a whole lot. But the big factor is we'll have a little better benchmark to go by when they use the acreage number on planted side of the equation. The key, though, as we move forward from here is going to be the harvested acreage number and then, of course, yield. So the July is kind of a report here to use those numbers to start by. Then it was going to August and see some resurveys take place and some crop tours take place. It makes the August crop report a very volatile report to look at.
Of course, those report days are July the 10th for the WASDE report. That's what, coming up Friday, and then August the 12th for both the WASDE and the crop production numbers, and they will include updated figures for at least the soybean acres, some cotton acres as well, but soybean acres from Kansas, Arkansas, and Missouri. Those are some things I know we're going to have to watch. I'm looking forward to talking with you again this afternoon. Anything on the livestock before I let you go this morning?
Well, the big thing on the livestock is on the hog side, we just continue to see these kills, you know, 6-7% above a year ago. We're going through some inventory in through here. If you're one that likes a pork chop, man, these wholesale loins are dirt cheap. I'd be looking at buying a whole loin and putting the freezer in through here, whereas most of the strength continues to be in the belly side, and that's the bacon. Bacon continues to sizzle on through here. So when you're looking at from a shopper's point of view, I think pork loins would be a good investment here this summer, Todd.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us this morning.
Take care.
That, of course, is Kurt Kimmel. He is Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, joins us on this Monday edition of the Mid-Morning Market Report.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, lending support to generations of farm families. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit Illinois offers financial products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
A quick look at the numbers as they're trading in Chicago. Futures in the bean pit are lower this morning, down 11 to 14 cents in the July through November contracts. Corn futures are about 5 to 6 cents lower for the day. Wheat futures are down anywhere between 7 and 4, and the cattle futures are 65 cents lower. Feeders are down 50 cents, and lean hogs are up about 27.5 cents. The outside markets show crude oil at $54.39 a barrel. That's down $2.53. The wholesale price of gasoline at $1.96.7 on the RBOB is down 6.6 cents at this hour. Ethanol futures unchanged. Actually, ethanol futures in the lead at $1.63.3. That's a penny and a half lower. Natural gas at $2.76.6, 5.6 cents lower. And diesel fuel is down 8.1 cents at $1.75.8. The weather forecast for the Urbana-Champaign area today says we're on our way to sunny skies, a high of 89 today. South winds at 11 to 14, they'll gust to 23. Tonight, a 50% chance of rainfall. That'll come after 1 a.m. in the central time zone. Increasing clouds, that is, a low of 71. And then Tuesday, showers, some thunderstorms, cloudy, a high of 76. Tuesday night, a 30% chance of rainfall. After 1, mostly cloudy, a low of 58 degrees. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. I'm Todd Gleason.